Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Friday, February 23rd, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Ambassadors of Divine Verities. Our text taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Pastor P says, in our opening verse, Paul refers to himself as an ambassador of the gospel. Did you know that the same is true of every one of us? We're ambassadors of divine verities. We're preachers of righteousness. The preaching of the gospel has been committed to you according to the commandment of God our Savior. You've got to preach the gospel. You've got to tell the untold, or they'll never have the chance to believe it and be saved. Romans chapter 10 verses 13 and 14 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they hear without a preacher? This is why you must passionately preach the gospel every day and everywhere. The Apostle Paul took it personally. He said, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, as far as he was concerned, it behooved him to preach the gospel to the whole world, even if he had to do it alone. Now you can understand why he said, necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. There's no salvation without the gospel. Titus chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 tells us something beautiful. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but had in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. God promised eternal life before the world began, and now he has fulfilled his promise and made eternal life available through the preaching of the gospel. We're blessed to be the custodians and bearers of the divine order. Make this your priority, as it's all that truly matters. Ensure the gospel gets to as many as have been ordained to receive it in your world and in the regions beyond. Glory! Please take this confession with me. I'm vibrant and I glow in the Spirit. Serving the Lord as an ambassador of Christ in the gospel. Through me, the gospel is reaching many who have been ordained for salvation. They are transferred from darkness into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah! For further study, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 to 20. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, ensure the gospel gets to as many as have been ordained to receive it in your world and in the regions beyond. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.rolandrich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.rolandrich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. And until I come again your way, here's PP saying, keep making progress. God bless you.